Welcome to another edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a program highlighting the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis for the past week. A look at some of the highlights for August 16th to 22nd, 2019. St. Kitts and Nevis one step closer to developing a national broadband strategy, Independence 36th official calendar of activities released, and second cruise pier nears completion. I am your presenter, Sherima Matthew. As high-speed internet access continues to be of critical importance to the government of St. Kitts and Nevis and all necessary stakeholders, a national broadband strategy is one step closer to being realized in the Federation. This realization became clearer on Tuesday, August 20th, when several private and public sector stakeholders involved in information and communications technology, ICTs, assembled at the Solid Waste Management Corporation Conference Room for a week-long consultation on developing the St. Kitts-Nevis National Broadband Strategy. In addressing stakeholders during the opening ceremony, Minister with Responsibility for Communications, the Honorable Vincent Byron Jr., noted that such a strategy is extremely important.
This rollout of a broadband strategy, it's critical, it's imperative that we do so. It cannot be done without a strategic plan, where we go, what we expect, what the outcomes would be. We might do something here that looks good and something there that good, but there must be a structured way in which it is done. We must understand what we are doing, where we want to go. And from that, we can develop the plan and the implementation becomes much better and you get more bang for your buck, however you say it.
The consultation was organized by the government of St. Kitts and Nevis with support from the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, and the Commonwealth Telecommunications Organization, CTO, with the aim of engaging the stakeholders to establish an effective framework and an enabling environment that will optimize, standardize, and increase access to broadband applications and services throughout the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. The official calendar of events for the 36th anniversary of independence of St. Kitts and Nevis was officially released with a wide range of activities. The 36th anniversary of independence will be celebrated under the theme Unify, Transform, Enrich, Uplifting Communities for Independence 36. Activities will spread throughout September and run into November, thereby allowing for more participation and greater sensitization of people towards the importance of independence, patriotism, and love of country. A number of grand events are included on the calendar, as is the tradition. National Heroes Day, which is celebrated on September 16th every year, is a commemorative event where the national heroes of St. Kitts and Nevis are honored for their pioneering spirit and enormous contribution to nation building. Also, Independence Day, observed on September 19th each year, allows for citizens and residents to see members of the security forces and other organizations pay tribute to the nation during the Independence Day parade. The Independence State Service, slated for September 15th in Nevis, and the Prime Minister's Independence Lecture Series on September 12th are also grand events on the calendar. A National Heroes Concert is slated for September 15th at the Nevis Cultural Village. The official calendar of events for the 36th anniversary of independence of St. Kitts and Nevis can be accessed via the St. Kitts and Nevis Information Service SKNIS website at sknis.kn. Minister of Public Infrastructure, the Honorable Ian Patches-Liburd, said that the construction of the second cruise pier project is 90% completed. The minister made the revelation while addressing members of the media during a tour of the construction site at Port Zante on August 19th. Construction of the second cruise pier is one of several major capital projects currently being pursued by the government of St. Kitts and Nevis.
The dredging works are completed, I'm advised, and just as some divers are moving one or two hard spots alongside the pier. The piling works, I'm advised, are 100% complete, and all the concrete works are 85% complete. I'm advised there's some three more pours, and that would complete the concrete pile caps. The water supply lines are installed, I'm also advised, and the pier construction is 90% complete. I say all of that to say that we are on schedule, and I'm advised, barring any adverse conditions, and if it's the will of God, by September 23rd, this pier would be completed.
The commercial construction contract for building the second pier was signed between the St. Christopher Air and Seaports Authority, CASPER, of the Government of St. Kitts and Nevis, and the Canadian Commercial Corporation, CCC, a Crown agent of the Government of Canada. JV Driver is the Canadian Commercial Corporation's prime subcontractor on the project. The construction cost of the entire project is US$48 million. Sanitation workers at the Solid Waste Management Corporation, SWMC, have been saluted for diligently carrying out the vital role of helping to keep the country clean, and top officials at the SWMC are encouraging the general public to recognize and appreciate their service. On Wednesday's August 21st edition of Working For You, it was stated that collecting garbage is very challenging, and there is a prevailing stigma associated with persons that perform the job. Jamila Christopher, Senior Manager of Human Resource and Communications, said that the conduct of sanitation workers who collect garbage on the trucks has vastly improved.
We have staff who are passionate. What we as a corporation has done is that we have made our job a task job. And so no worker is behind a truck for a continuous of 8 hours. You have a specific area, again, route optimization allows that. And so you have a specific area, you will see our men vigorous and in a rush because they know they have a job to be done.
Ms. Christopher noted that sanitation workers were also equipped with safety vests, back braces, hard hats, and appropriate work boots. When necessary, the garbage collectors are also given vaccinations at health centers to ensure they are protected from illness. The Solid Waste Management Corporation's SWMC's introduction of a new optimization model for garbage collection is expected to be more practical for consumers in St. Kitts. Appearing on Working For You on Wednesday, August 21st, 2019, SWMC officials Ivor Keith Lee Phillip, General Manager, and Jamila Christopher, Senior Manager for Human Resource and Communications, discussed the nationwide door-to-door garbage collection model, the additional days and pickup times for all zones, and the contractors assigned to each of the zones, among other pertinent issues. One area of interest was the inclusion of inspectors, whose job is to ensure that waste is collected. These persons are assigned to work with St. Kitts Nevis Disposals, CANDIS, D&D Services, and Admirals Enterprises Limited, haulers contracted by SWMC to assist with garbage collection.
We have employed what we call inspectors. And it is each of the haulers must have an inspector. And that is critical to their coming on board with us. And the role of the inspector is to visit the various routes, the various communities, or the various zones. Their job is singularly to visit the zones to ensure that the waste is being collected, and to determine by speaking to householders what difficulties they may or may not encounter.
Mr. Philip noted that garbage collection is important because the non-collection and a non-management of garbage would lead to health issues. The collection of garbage is also important for the beautification of the country. Prime Minister Dr. The Honorable Timothy Harris met with representatives of the Republic Financial Holdings Limited, RFHL, on Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, where he was assured of the institution's interest and commitment to working with the government and people of St. Kitts and Nevis after it acquires the Scotiabank branch in the Federation. The Trinidad-based Republic Financial Holdings Limited announced in November of 2018 that it had entered into an agreement to acquire Scotia's banking operations in 9 Caribbean territories, namely St. Martin, Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, Grenada, Guyana, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Representing the Republic Bank at Tuesday's meeting was its managing director, Nigel Baptiste, and principal advisor at Advice Financial Company Limited at FIN, Ian D'Souza. The Honorable Prime Minister was supported by Deputy Financial Secretary Sylvia Gumbs and Chief Executive Officer of the Citizenship by Investment Unit, Les Khan. Mr. Baptiste described the meeting with Prime Minister Harris as very cordial and positive.
We understand what the main concerns would be, right? And the main concern really is the willingness of the Republic Bank Group to support the drivers of the economy of St. Kitts and Nevis, the most important of which is the CBI initiative. And while there's more information that we require to understand it a little bit more, the bank is certainly open, right, to support it, because that is crucial to.
Mr. Baptiste gave further assurance that there will be no displacement of Scotiabank's staff after the transaction is completed. He said, all of the bank's current staff will be welcomed into the Republic Group. Thanks for viewing SKNIS Week in Review. I am Sharima Matthew. See you next week as we continue to update you, the general public, on what's happening in and around the Federation.